This is Ozarks at Large. Get Shift Done is an initiative that formed in the wake of the pandemic, connecting affected hospitality workers with local nonprofits providing hunger relief to communities. The effort began in Texas, and now it's expanding to other locations around the country. Earlier this week, the Northwest Arkansas Council and Pure Charity announced a partnership with Get Shift Done to launch the initiative in Northwest Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Jeanette Collins, Entrepreneurial Development Director for the Northwest Arkansas Council, and Brett Raymond, CEO of the Pack Shack, to learn more.
When Get Shift Done launched in Texas back in March, I happened to know some of the people who were instrumental behind that. And so I called them up and asked how it all worked. And they walked me through it. And I think when I hung up from that phone call, I emailed the council and just said, hey, I think this is something that could really benefit people in Northwest Arkansas. Would love your input and direction on this. And from there, Jeanette really took it and has developed it. And then, of course, Pure Charity came in as a to manage the funds, and then we just have a ton of generous donors who have stepped up to make it possible to pay people to do good work for the community.
Absolutely. And this was towards the beginning of the pandemic. So this was in March, and at that point, Get Shift Done had started in North Texas. I think they'd been in operation for about 3 or 4 weeks. And so we were definitely in triage mode. And so thinking about all the different ways COVID-19 was impacting the region, we definitely had our hospitality industry workers at the top of our minds. So when Brett brought this program and it was had been proven and they had all the different elements in place. So figuring out how to work with the nonprofits, having restaurants refer those workers, as well as all the social distancing guidelines and already lessons learned under the belt, we thought it was a really cool initiative that would allow us to solve multiple problems. So the drop-off in volunteerism at the nonprofits, people losing hours at their restaurants and places of business, and then also an increase in the need for community meals. So we really saw it as a win-win-win. So Mike Harvey, our chief operating officer, was just like, this is an incredible program, and brought in Aaron Shelton from the Finding It WA program, and then also me to take a look at it. And so after having those initial conversations, we just started talking to them about how do we take all the component parts and then find those corresponding partners here.
So what are some of the logistics of this initiative? How does it work in practice?
So from a nonprofit perspective, it's really simple. We submit shifts that we need done. So for example, we have a 4-hour shift coming up this week, and we said we need 8 people to come, and what they're going to do is prepare 12,000 meals, package and get those ready to go out to the community. And that shift then goes into an app called Shift Smart. And the way that the workers connect to it is they've opted into that app, they've downloaded it, and they get notified, hey, there's a shift available, and they simply sign up for it. And then they show up and do their work. And then when the shift is over, within a very short period of time, either same day or next morning, they've got money going into either their Venmo or Cash App or however they've selected to get paid.
And so that was the beauty of having ShiftSmart as the technology partner. And this is that it removes all the administrative burden from the nonprofit organizations. And it really helps source the talent, train the talent, you know, allows for marketing, allows for claiming those shifts. And really, from the worker standpoint, as long as you have a smartphone and a bank account, then you're able to qualify for those shifts. You know, with your food industry experience. And then from that point on, you get text notifications and all that's automated through the technology process, which is really cool.
How do nonprofits and workers get plugged into the program? Are there certain guidelines? How do they apply?
So right now, there's a getshiftdone.org, Northwest Arkansas. That's our regional website. And the things that we're looking for that Get Shift Done specializes in, it's people who know food helping people who need food. And so nonprofits, we're looking for hunger relief nonprofits, people who are distributing meals and addressing food insecurity in the community. And then from the efficiency standpoint, looking for hospitality industry workers. So specifically folks who have experience working with food and these production environments who can bring kind of those skills and efficiency to the food shifts.
And the workers get paid $15 an hour. Where is the funding for this initiative coming from?
So we were very lucky to find some excellent partners early on. And so Walmart Foundation is supporting this initiative, as well as the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation and Walton Family Foundation. And then Get Shift Done National, they also have matching dollars. So whenever they raise their fund for North Texas, they also raise a national fund, knowing that other communities would want to do the same thing. And so that was a big rallying point in terms of fundraising for this, because we knew we had a national partner that would actually match us to a certain amount based on what we could raise within the community. And the beauty of Pure Charity as our partner as well is that they specialize in making it easy for people to be generous and to support things like this. So we're working with them for people to be able to donate directly to the fund, because it's a temporary relief effort, but we believe that there will be a longer term need for this. And so now that the word is out and the shifts are continuing to happen, we're hoping to gauge demand and also raise the resources that we need to keep it going.
Brett, has the Pack Shack been able to have some of these workers come in yet, or have you been able to implement this, and how is that going for you?
We had our first shift last week. It was so easy. The workers were fantastic and so much fun, and they got a lot of work done. And I can't tell you how excited they were to work and to know that they were going to, you know, have money going into their accounts, because it's a hard time for a lot of folks. And, you know, last Friday, the federal unemployment benefits expired. So the importance of this right now, I think, is even greater for people who are impacted, especially in the hospitality industry.
What has the pandemic been like for your nonprofit, the Pack Shack, where it relied very much on, you know, people coming in and being present and packing these meals for people? What has kind of the last few months been for you? Did you shut down having people come in, or did people just not sign up? Like, what has that experience been like for you?
Yeah, it's been different. So starting on March 20th, all of our larger parties outside of our facility canceled within a few weeks for the rest of the year. I mean, it's just like our calendar went blank. But how the community responded was really cool. We opened up our facility for one family or small group at a time to come in. So we were having groups anywhere from 3 to 8 people come in for maybe an hour and a half, 3 times a day. And we would clean everything in between. And each of those groups could pack a couple thousand meals. So we've still been able to pack almost 400,000 meals over the last 4 months now. And typically we would have packed 3 to 4 million meals during that time. So it's been about a 90% drop for us. We'll see that pick back up though with Get Shift Done, and we'll be able to get a lot more meals packed, a lot more people helped right now.
Who are some of the other nonprofits that are participating in this initiative?
So we have Fayetteville Roots, and through that program, it's the Roots Musician or Meals for Musicians, as well as Second Helping NWA through Secondhand Smoke, and Second Helping Northwest Arkansas. And then we also have Seeds That Feed that distributes fresh produce. So they do care cropping. So they take the overage from local farmers, and they're able to distribute that produce using Get Shift Done workers. And then we also have the Salvation Army Northwest Arkansas Area Command as well.
So up and running, there's a website that people can check out for more information. Is there anything else you would like to share with us?
Well, I would just say it's really easy for nonprofits to get involved And so if you're a hunger relief related nonprofit, there are great processes to ensure that people are screened, sanitized, have the right PPE, social distancing, like all of that is available. So, you know, it's really a great way to engage people to get the work done that needs to be done to help people in the community. And so I would just encourage more nonprofits to get involved and take advantage of this. It's really tremendous.
Absolutely. And the shifts are a minimum 4 hours per shift. And I think there are some all excellent missions and different types of work. So workers who are looking for specific environments that fit their comfort, I think that there's a variety of shifts, some indoor, some outdoor, but all the shifts revolve around preparing, assembling, and distributing meals. And so we've gotten some great feedback from some of the workers who were on our initial pilot shifts, and that they just felt really good to be connected to a mission and being part of the solution that's helping their neighbors in the community. And I think that's been a really wonderful thing to see that's come out of this program as well. It's just that purpose-driven work. And then from the restaurant's standpoint, we would love to hear from restaurants in terms of providing rosters of workers that they would like to nominate to be able to pick up hours through the Get Shift Done program. And then also to emphasize that this is a temporary relief effort. This was born out of a need to have a temporary solution, because what we are looking for are ways to help the nonprofits during this time, to help those displaced workers at this time. But the ultimate goal is to have our restaurants fully recover and to have more people, you know, not having that food insecurity. And so it really is, we're all in it together. And it's something where we don't want to be competitive. And it's just designed in such a way that it's a collaborative, again, win-win-win solution, and that if people feel compelled to donate or just spread the word, we've got social media graphics. We have ways to donate to the regional fund, as well as ways for nonprofits and restaurants and workers to get involved as well.
Thank you both so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thanks for helping us get visibility to the program.
That was Jeanette Collins, Entrepreneurial Development Director for the Northwest Arkansas Council, and Brett Raymond, CEO of the Pack Shack, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. More information about the initiative is available at getshiftdonenwa.org.